This is a recording of the open meeting of the Federal Election Commission held on December 15th, 2011. Should you have questions after listening to the recording, please call the FEC at 1-800-424-9530 or email us at info@fec.gov.
The next items on our agenda are draft notices for proposed rulemaking. The first is on independent expenditure reporting by persons other than political committees. As you all are aware, the Commission put out NOAAs on these petitions in June and sought public comment, and we are taking them up again today. Ms. Helmsley of the Office of General Counsel will present the first one for us. Thank you.
Thank you, Chair Bowerly. Commissioners, good morning to you.
Good morning.
Agenda document 11-74 is a draft NPRM in response to the petition for rulemaking filed by Congressman Chris Van Hollen regarding independent expenditure reporting by persons other than political committees. The draft proposes amending 11 CFR 109.10E, which deals with disclosure of contributions to such persons making independent expenditures. Thank you. I'd be happy to answer any questions.
Thank you. As I mentioned, we put these on the agenda after we were unable to reach consensus on the scope of a broader rulemaking to respond to the Citizens United decision. Because we were unable to reach some consensus, we took up the two petitions that were pending before us, hoping that perhaps we could reach some success by taking things in a rather piecemeal fashion as opposed to a broader NPRM. Are there any discussion from commissioners or questions for counsel on the draft? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. It's a certain poetry to today. Our first meeting of the year, we were talking about these issues, and here we are at the last meeting of the year talking about these issues again. I do note that the vice chair, the chair, and I are all wearing purple today, so maybe that's a positive sign that we're, you know, starting to think together. And Commissioner Walter's got purple in his tie, as well as our general counsel. You know, we got a whole purple theme, got a purple lining in Commissioner McGann's jacket. All right.
Matt.
We'll find something for you, Commissioner Peterson. I take whatever good omens I can find. I plan to support putting this NPRM out. It's only an NPRM. It's just an opportunity to ask some questions. It does not predict any particular result. And I think it raises some very important questions. It does not raise all the questions that I think we ought to be grappling with in light of Citizens United. It does not raise all of the disclosure issues that I think we ought to be grappling with in light of Citizens United. It is a small sliver of what I think we ought to be dealing with and what was reflected in earlier proposals. And I had put out a five-page statement back in June, the last time we talked about this. There are copies out on the table and on my webpage. If anybody wants to read the whole five-page version, I'll try not to talk that long. This presents a sliver of what was in earlier proposals. The next proposal also presents just a sliver of the what used to be under consideration. Maybe we can get a sliver and you can get a sliver and everybody can have a taste of something good and nobody will get too fat during the holidays. The issue of disclosure was squarely within the decision. It was presented to the court and the court spoke very strongly on this issue. In fact, it was the least controversial element of the case to the Supreme Court. For them, the disclosure issue went 8-1. And in small part, I'll just read a little bit of it. The court said in Citizens United, with the advent of the internet, prompt disclosure of expenditures can provide shareholders and citizens with the information needed to hold corporations and elected officials accountable for their positions and supporters. Shareholders can determine whether their corporation's political speech advances the corporation's interest in making profits, and citizens can see whether elected officials are in the pocket of so-called moneyed interests. The First Amendment protects political speech, and disclosure permits citizens and shareholders to react to the speech of corporate entities in a proper way. This transparency enables the electorate to make informed decisions and give proper weight to different speakers and messages. during the election, the airwaves are deluged with advertising. People's mailboxes are full. And as the Supreme Court said, one of the ways that people are able to evaluate how much weight to give the various messages that they are being barraged with is by evaluating the source. It allows them to give proper weight to different speakers and messages. In the wake of Citizens United and also Speech Now, outside spending in the 2010 election skyrocketed. It increased 4 to 5 times over the amount of outside spending in 2008, which of course was a presidential election, usually gets more money. And that happened even though these decisions took place about halfway through the election cycle. So they didn't even have a full cycle in order to raise and spend this money. And yet we still saw over $300 million spent by outside groups in 2010. About $132 million of that was spent by groups that disclosed virtually no donor information. That's a lot of money, and it's not sort of spread evenly across the board. It's targeted in particular races that are particularly hard fought, and in some of these races, the outside spending actually exceeded the spending of individual candidates. So in the Colorado Senate race, $34 million was spent by outside groups, and the two major party candidates together spent $15.6 million. So there was more than twice as much money being spent by outside groups as were spent by the actual candidates in that race. Similarly, well, not quite similarly, but still, interesting is in the Pennsylvania Senate race, about almost $30 million was spent by outside groups. In contrast, the two major party candidates spent $25.5 million. So it was still more, although not quite as dramatic as in the Colorado race. In the Michigan 7th District, almost $9 million in outside spending. In contrast, the two major party candidates spent less than $5 million. And in Ohio 16, over $7 million in outside spending. And in contrast, the major party candidates spent less than $4.5 million. So again, not quite double, but very significantly more money being spent by folks other than the candidates, which is fine and is legal and constitutional, but that's a lot of money being spent by people, some of whom are offering virtually no disclosure of where the money is coming from. Some of this comes from PACs and super PACs, and they do have donor disclosure, but it's not as timely as the independent expenditure reporting that would be addressed in the rulemaking at issue. I think we and the nature of this outside spending also is somewhat predictable. Open Secrets looked at the outside spending, and if you just look at the top 10 Senate races for outside money, there was a total of $173.6 million spent by outside groups in these 10 Senate races. $53.7 million of that went for positive advertising, and almost $120 million went for negative advertising, which is not unusual. When nobody's really accountable for the messages tend to be uglier. They tend to be there's not the same incentive to make sure that the ads are as accurate as when somebody is standing behind them and is accountable for the message. Nobody's reputation is on the line if those ads misrepresent people's records. So I think what we're looking at is a race where, you know, we're heading into the presidential year. We're looking at a race where I think it is reasonable to predict we're going to see hundreds of millions of dollars spent by groups that will offer little to no disclosure about where that money is coming from. And this will not offer the electorate the opportunity to make the kind of informed decisions that the Supreme Court was so concerned about. I think that we have to take a look at this because otherwise we will be fundamentally inconsistent with the reasoning of 8 justices of the Supreme Court. And that's why I think, even though I would prefer to address it, electioneering communications, I would prefer to address a lot of other issues. We're not even talking about foreign national money anymore and the role of corporations that may have foreign parents. We're sort of down to the bare bones, bare minimum here in both of these NPRMs. And I'm going to support this, and I would like to support the other one. But as I have said from the very beginning of this process, I am not prepared to support an NPRM that ignores these issues. So whether we do it in one NPRM or two, if this one passes, I will be happy to vote for the next one. If this one doesn't pass, then I will not be able to support putting out the next NPRM. Thank you, Madam Chair.
Other discussion? Commissioner Walton.
Well, I echo entirely everything that Commissioner Weintraub said in all respects, except for the tail end. I'm going to support both of them. But I think that we've been through this ad nauseum last year. Those of us on the commission that support this support a much broader approach toward dealing with the aftermath of Citizens United. I think we owe it to the public. We owe it to the responsibility of the agency to at least address the issues, allow the public to speak, First Amendment issues, you know, give everybody the chance to give us their opinion on what the role of this FEC should take in the aftermath of Citizens United, notwithstanding what Congress has attempted to do. But as an agency, I believe we need to address these issues and address them by at least making them public, these for comment, and hopefully for action on our part. So I plan to support this. I'm concerned about not only the issues and the impact of the upcoming election, the past election, the amount of money that's being spent, the avalanche of money unknown is directly contrary to the spirit of FECA, and I think even of the spirit of the Supreme Court opinion, who assumed that there was, I'm sure, that there was going to be this kind of transparency that we want now. The issue of foreign nationals is one that I think needs to be thought about. Before, there was no legislation with respect to foreign nationals because corporations weren't allowed, of any kind, allowed to make contributions. But now foreign nationals can have subsidiaries with no real way for anyone to know where the money is coming from. And I think that we need to consider the potential impact that that can have and whether or not we're going to allow it or not. I mean, that is prohibited still. However, how are we going to really find out that remains to be seen, because we really don't have the tools to do that without more regulation. So I hope we'll get enough votes. I hope there'll be a quick change of mind on the part of a couple of our colleagues. We'll get it through this morning, but we'll see.
Any further discussion? Commissioner Peterson.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Though I'm going to be able to support the NPRM that we'll be considering a little later in the agenda, I unfortunately won't be able to support this draft notice of proposed rulemaking. And the reason why is that the standard for what must be disclosed in an independent expenditure reports has been the same for over 30 years. And that requirement is that the donors to an organization or to an individual who runs independent expenditures, those must be disclosed if those donors give more than $200. And as the language says, and those funds were given, quote, for the purpose of furthering the reported independent expenditure, end quote. Like I said, I think that was promulgated in March of 1980. And in the meantime, no court, either directly or indirectly, has struck down that regulation. And Congress has not materially amended the underlying statutory provisions or instructed the commission to modify that regulation. I concede that certainly Citizens United has changed the campaign finance landscape in fairly fundamental ways, but that decision upheld our disclosure regime but didn't instruct us to modify our regulations. In the aftermath of Citizens United, of course, we all know that there was an effort in Congress to alter the disclosure regime as it applies to independent expenditures, and that effort failed. Recent media reports have indicated that that effort may be revived soon, and so we'll see how that proceeds. But in my view, it is up to Congress to determine what the rules are going to be and the requirements are going to be with respect to independent expenditure reporting. And to me, I think we need to respect that congressional authority to act in this area. What we would be doing here is, I think, filling in a gap. I would have to disagree a little bit with my colleague, Commissioner Walther, with whom I have great respect and with whom I've very much enjoyed working. But I don't think we can necessarily act notwithstanding what Congress has done. I think we have to. I think it's very relevant what Congress has done in terms of how we should proceed. I believe that they are the legislative authority. They're the ones that they are the body that will determine what the substantive rules of disclosure should be. And as of yet, those rules haven't changed. So I plan on. I believe that until that happens, that the rules that have been on the books for over 30 years and have been relied upon for, again, three decades are the ones that should remain until Congress or the courts tell us to do otherwise. And so for those reasons, I will be unable to support the draft NPRM that we are now considering.
Anything further? Commissioner Weintraub?
I don't want to do this all day, but I cannot resist just pointing out that the section that you quoted about the reported independent expenditure is not something that Congress enacted. That's a commission regulation. That's not statute. That's regulation. And therefore, it's entirely within our prerogative to look at that. It's not clear to me. I tried to get some further information on this, and honestly, it's not clear to me exactly what the commission meant when they put that phrase into the regulation. It's not clear to me that they meant it to be as narrowly construed as it is being construed by some today. I can imagine other interpretations of that phrase that would not be quite so narrow. Just one thought that popped into my mind, maybe what they were trying to get at, and I don't know, maybe what they were trying to get at is if you receive $1 million and you have an independent expenditure of $10,000, then you have to somehow come up with some reasonable method of attributing that $10,000 to somebody, but not that you don't disclose any of the $1 million. But I don't know, and I think these are issues that are that would be important for us to look at.
I'll be supporting this draft as well. This is, as my colleagues have pointed out, a relatively narrow NPRM. And moving forward, of course, with an NPRM doesn't commit anyone to voting for a particular rule at the end of the process. But given the importance of our independent expenditure reporting and given this new universe of potential speakers after Citizens United, I think we're doing disservice to the public by not seeking comment on what our rule might look like in a way that provides some full opportunity for the public to be informed in the way that the Supreme Court described in Citizens United. I think, unfortunately, the world that they described in terms of disclosure doesn't quite meet with the reality of what we have here at the Commission. My colleague, Commissioner Peterson, and I both most recently came from the Hill, and I certainly do respect the prerogatives of Congress. I do think that because this is a commission regulation, we have the opportunity to revisit it at any point we see fit. And I would note that as we get to the next item on the agenda, of course, the Citizens United decision struck out provision of the statute. Congress doesn't seem to be in any hurry to take those pieces of the statute off the books, and yet I think we are fully able to deal with the regulations that we have issued pursuant to those pieces of the statute. So I think that this is fully within the Commission's authority to be doing. I wish we were able to do more in this area to deal not only with disclosure, but some of the other issues, as my colleague Commissioner Walther pointed out, the role of foreign corporations, which simply wasn't an issue before Citizens United. So while I had hoped, and as perhaps my colleagues think, we've revisited this issue several times this year. It seems to me one important area that the Commission should be looking at. And if we're able to take some steps forward today, I certainly don't think it is sufficient in terms of the scope of what the decision did. But I think any step is worth taking if we can. So
Is there any further discussion on the first draft notice proposed rulemaking? Commissioner Walker.
Well, I'll just make the comment that this doesn't mean if we approve this today that we're going to have a rule. It just means we're going to hear from somebody. And they may convince us that it's way beyond our jurisdiction. We can certainly look at that. I hear the argument of Commissioner Peterson, but and I respectfully disagree. But at least it gives the public the opportunity to comment on it. And I think that's what we owe as much as anything.
Anything further? Do we have a motion? Commissioner Weintraub.
Thank you, Madam Chair. And with my compliments to you, you had this as the first item on your agenda and the last item of your agenda and once in the middle, and I compliment you on your persistence in trying to get us somewhere on these important issues. I do note that the draft does not have comment dates in there, and I would propose that we just use the same dates that were proposed in the second NPRM. So I move approval of agenda document 11-74 and direct the staff to insert the dates February 3rd and February 17th as the dates for comments to be received and then reply comments to be received and to make any other technical and conforming amendments and to have it published in the Federal Register.
All those in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Aye. Opposed?
No.
Motion fails 3-3. Thank you, Ms. Helmsley.